It is the 8th of November, Friday, my friends, Friday, the 8th of November. Plenty of work to do. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know right now, just as I told you would happen. President Trump backing off tariffs with communist China. They're doing the same, apparently, and as a result, what happens? The stock market, woo! You got it. Number two, the leftists are continuing the disinformation campaign on all fronts as the Ukraine impeachment efforts now starting to fall apart. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Because another big setback, that's number one today, another big setback for the Democrats' narrative on improper dealings with Donald Trump in Ukraine. This time, a State Department official says he was concerned about the Biden's dealings with Ukraine, but he was dismissed because Biden's kid, Beau, was in bad health. Now, the Democrats say that George Kent totally corroborated their narrative that somehow Donald Trump was using a quid pro quo and abusing his power as president by allegedly withholding aid to Ukraine until they put out a statement that they were going to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and so forth. You've heard all of this, of course. Well, George Kent, a career official at the State Department, told House investigators something that you haven't heard most places, which is why you come here. Kent said that in January or February of 2015, this is part of the transcript released yesterday, that he, quote, became aware that Hunter Biden was on the board of a Ukraine energy firm, Burisma Holdings, while his father, Joe Biden, was overseeing Ukraine policy as vice president. So he learned that January, February 2015. I did not know that at the time. And when I was on a call with somebody on the vice president's staff, and I can't recall who it was, just briefing what was happening in the Ukraine, I raised my concern that I had heard that Hunter Biden was on the board of a company owned by somebody that the U.S. government had spent time, money, and resources trying to get tens of millions of dollars back, and that it would create at least the perception of a conflict of interest. This is what George Kent testified to Adam Schiff and the Democrats. Of course, you haven't heard any of this. Why would you? Yeah, this would make no difference to any actual news consumers, right? Now, after discussing those concerns with Biden's staff, Kent then testified the message that he got back was that the vice president's son, Beau, was terminally ill. And they didn't need any more family problems, so that was just, we don't want to hear about it. The quote is this. The vice president's son, Beau, was dying of cancer, and that there was no further bandwidth to deal with family-related issues at that time. Hunter Biden's getting millions from Burisma. So what? Is it violating U.S. policy? So what? He's got his other kid is dying of cancer, so therefore, corruption? Don't care. Now, Kent, who serves as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and was defying the State Department's instruction that he not testify, additionally confirmed this, something else you haven't heard. Nobody, this is a quote from the transcript, nobody in the Ukrainian government became aware of a hold on military aid until August 29th. That's critical. Remember the phone call that is supposedly the basis for a quid pro quo? The phone call where the Democrats are claiming the president said, you either do this for me or you're not getting your money. Ukraine didn't even know about it until 5 weeks after that phone call. 5 weeks had passed before Ukraine even knew about it, proving once again, this is all nonsense and garbage. Kent also testified that to the best of his knowledge, the issue was resolved by the president and the U.S. military aid was released to Ukraine in September. And what did Ukraine do to earn that military aid as far as a public announcement about investigating the Bidens or Burisma or corruption involving those parties? And the answer is Ukraine did nothing. They did nothing. How do you have a quid pro quo if you don't have a quid or the pro quo? You have neither side of the equation, and yet this is the way we're going to hang our hat on. And apparently there's a cover-up of no crime. We've been down this road before, haven't we? the cover-up of the Russian collusion that was not a crime and didn't exist, but firing James Comey is somehow, you know, obstruction of justice in the minds of Democrats. By the way, Kent also, I mean, this is just destroys the narrative of the Democrats. You have to tie yourself in a pretzel to believe that somehow they came out on top of this deal. Kent further acknowledged that it is appropriate for the Trump administration to look at the level of corruption in foreign countries when determining whether or not to provide aid or to possibly withhold financial assistance. Perfectly appropriate. Of course it is. You're sending American taxpayer dollars overseas. You're sending all this money overseas to some foreign government. And in this case, Ukraine has one of the worst track records of any country in the world when it comes to corruption and people lining their pockets and sending money where it doesn't belong and redirecting funds and all of that. Payoffs and bribes and all of it. So it's perfectly appropriate for the president to ask about that. So said Mr. Kent. Part of our foreign assistance was specifically focused to try to limit and reduce corruption. And we also tried to the best of our knowledge and abilities to do due diligence to make sure that U.S. taxpayer dollars are being spent for the purposes that they are appropriated to do and that they are effective as they can be. And the president asking about corruption in Ukraine is somehow an impeachable offense? No honest person would believe that. No honest person, no credible person would believe that, obviously. So once again, you have the narratives being blown apart, in this case by George Kent, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent. And they make it sound like he defied the requirement and he testified against the will of, please. George Kent testified, apparently because he wanted to, and what he did is he dismembered the narrative from the left. Again, there is no quid pro quo, and even if there was, it wouldn't be an impeachable offense, because if it were, Barack Obama leaning over and whispering into Vladimir Putin's ear, wait till the election's over and I have a lot more flexibility. Now, that would be something that would be concerning. Nobody cared. Joe Biden saying, you have 6 hours to fire this prosecutor or we're not going to give you $1 billion. The prosecutor investigating Burisma and therefore the firm for which his son worked. That's perfectly appropriate, apparently. But Donald Trump saying, we need to investigate corruption at Burisma and Ukraine. And this is all falling apart. It's all falling apart. And back to where we started the conversation, Mark Zaid, the attorney for the whistle leaker, the guy that was involved, Eric Ciaramella, who was involved in creating the Steele dossier, in part, who flew back and forth with Joe Biden, who was buddies with Joe Biden, invited to high-level White House events by Joe Biden. This guy's attorney said in 2017, January, the coup has started, and I predict CNN will play a key role in Donald Trump not finishing out his term, and so much more. It's all a sham. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready.